Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Hello and welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today for episode 166 of our show. And man, what a fun one we've got for you today. We're going to talk a lot of softball. It's been a busy week out at NU Softball Field and a great one thus far for Brittany Henning and the Jets, as they split with the Tabor College Blue Jays on Monday. So we'll have content from the post game in the victory of the doubleheader there, and then a ton of content from the doubleheader sweep over Missouri Western Thursday night, as the Jets swept the Griffins for the first time ever, collected their first two wins in conference play this season. They have their second three-game win streak of the year, and just are playing some of their best softball of the season right now. Some really good stuff from Coach Henning and from the entire team. So to start our show, let's get right to it. Let's get to Coach Henning, and we'll begin with the Monday festivities. Again, the Jets split with Tabor College on Monday, but it was the second game that went the way of Newman in dominant fashion. They won 17-2. They scored 5 runs in the first inning, 12 in the second. Never were in doubt in that contest as they won it in run rule fashion. And we visited with Coach Henning after the game, talked through the victory, but also talked with catcher A.J. Borja. She was fantastic for the Jets in that victory. So we'll take a break and hear from her. And then when we come back from hearing about Tabor, we'll flip the page to the wins over Missouri Western. And that one's a whole other story to get into in terms of the gravity of those victories for the Jets. But let's take our first break here on the show. When we come back, we'll talk Jets and the win over Tabor on the softball field. That's next here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Donlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Donlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Donlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
We'll let AJ get the headset on here, and we'll remind you that our player of the game today is brought to you by Influxer. You could shop officially licensed team apparel and custom NIL sportswear designed by your favorite Jets athletes. To learn more, visit NewmanJets.com and click on the Influxer tab. AJ, first of all, nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm Jackson. And our first interview together comes on a perfect day.
I think
a perfect finish today to the day, we'll say. Because the first game had some ups and downs, but the response of you and your teammates to just go and take a win the way that you did today. Tell me a little bit about the momentum that that gives you in this group.
Man, this group of girls, we are just one big family. And yes, you said that we had some up and downs in the first game, but we really just pulled it together the second game and really just showed everybody what we're capable of. So I'm really proud of them for that.
Absolutely. And you have shouldered a pretty heavy load offensively and defensively as the catcher. You know, you've done a lot of things to help this team improve. Tell me a little bit about what that effort has meant to you. What work did you put in to get to this point, and what does it mean to be the leader that you are for this team?
Me and my teammate Hannah, we spend so much time together putting in extra work, just hitting. We have an old teammate, Haley Benithan, that we hit with every now and then. We really just try to, you know, work on the little things. And we actually were hitting yesterday, working on some small things. And I mean, my approach these last couple games, I wasn't even thinking about getting out or any of that. I just really wanted to get a hit, and there's a lot of success there. So
yeah,
I'm really happy
for
that.
Say. A ton of success in game two. You were 4-for-4. You had two singles, a double, and this little fun swing that never came back. Tell me a little bit about that home run, because that thing was an absolute rocket, and I know I saw some great reaction from you as you rounded the bases.
Thanks. Yeah, I kind of surprised myself there. I had two strikes on me, I believe, and my mentality right there was just to swing as hard as I could and home run.
Absolutely. So, that was it. The wind might have helped
a little bit,
but I think that thing was out
did.
No matter what. That's just my opinion. But your whole team was swinging the bat well today. How do you feel like this offense, you know, 1-9 and beyond, has improved over the last couple of games?
I'm telling you, we are a close-knit group of girls. We were really just cheering each other on right there. We don't really care about what happened our last couple games. We just look forward. We keep a clear mind every at bat. We focus on the next pitch, and I think that really showed today.
Absolutely. What about the crowd? We had great student turnout today. The baseball team was making some noise. Volleyball was here. Men's soccer was here. I think just about everyone was here. But
yeah.
Tell me what that environment and that energy gave to you and your teammates today.
It really just fired us up today. Just knowing that we have people at our school who support us as much as we support them. We try our best to make it to every school event as well. And, man, it was just electric. That's how I would describe it. It was just so much fire and energy today.
Absolutely. Well, AJ, I'll let you go on that note. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. I appreciate
the time. And we'll talk to you hopefully again after another win on Friday, right?
Let's do it.
All right. That's AJ Borja. We'll let her hand things over to head coach Brittany Henning. As our chats with Coach Henning are brought to you, as always, by Donlier Construction. They've been a leader in construction for more than 125 years, providing quality construction services all across the Midwest. You can learn more at donlier.build. Coach, a really fun finish to the day. And you were telling me before the game that you were so proud of the progress that this group has made, maybe since the first time you matched up with Tabor. But in the way that you finished today, just that had to be a ton of fun and kind of the cherry on top of that progress, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we saw some really good things in game one. We didn't come out on top, but we put a lot of hits on the board, put a lot of runs on the board, which is super exciting for our offense. You know, they came alive. Didn't quite get it done, you know, on the pitching side, on the defense side, but game two came out and, you know, had that same spark and fire from our hitters and a little bit of something from our pitchers, from our defense. It was
incredible
to see.
Now, are you superstitious at all?
I am actually not. I don't know if I just don't have the time for superstitions.
Well,
I just show and go, really.
I am a little bit, but I noticed that everything just started coming up Jets when the pink hats came out.
Oh, yes.
When they finally got here, and all of a sudden, things were just going our way left and right. But
yeah, absolutely. We were waiting on them to come in the mail. They didn't get delivered, obviously, for the first game. And Kylie, our GA, actually saw the truck, the delivery truck show up. And she's like, Mitchell, we've got to get them. We're missing that something, something. We got to go. And so they were the heroes of the day. Brought the hats out, the visors out, just topped off the look.
Awesome. Well, it was a great day. You know, on the field, we talked with AJ a little bit about the energy and all the fun that came with today. I mean, the pink out and with the one big game. I mean, so much going on that can be a good thing, but sometimes that can also be a distraction, right? So how did your team kind of handle that and the big crowd and use that to their advantage today?
Yeah, they did awesome. It was so cool to see everybody out. You know, gave out some shirts. Everybody was wearing pink. Like you said, we had so many teams here. That was incredible. The energy was here. The fire was here. I always tell the girls, you know, even on non-one big game days, I'd rather want to reel them back in a little bit more than beg them to give me more. So I always tell them, really toe that line. And maybe you can give me a toe over the line. I'll tell you when to rein it back. And, you know, that's what we got today. From our crowd, our fans, everybody was just really giving us that energy today.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
It was such a fun game for me to finally see this offense explode the way that they did. But you mentioned the pitching. I saw some really good things. Caitlin Westover did a great job, got her first win of the season. What did you see from her? And do you think maybe that the offensive cushion kind of helped her relax just a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I think it's obviously easier to pitch with the lead. You know, she came out in the first inning, got her job done, gave up a run, obviously, but, you know, really handled her business well as far as, you know, hitting her spots, throwing the pitches that were called. We've worked a little bit in the bullpen on really kind of interpreting the pitch calls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to be a pitcher. It's more than just black and white. See the pitch, throw the pitch. There has to be a little bit of a dance that you do with the umpire and the batter. And, you know, we've worked really, really hard on that. And she's done a great job of grasping that and running with it. And that obviously showed today.
Absolutely. Well, we will have doubleheaders again Friday and Saturday back into conference play, but a little momentum for your group. How do you build off of this finish today and take it into some conference contests?
Yeah, you know, I think this just helps us build our confidence, you know, shows that, you know, we're not only able to hang with teams, but, you know, we're able to come out on top in a really big way as well, you know, and top of the lineup to bottom of the lineup, you know, we batted around a few times and everybody had a job and got it done. It was more than, you know, we had a couple obviously really, really big, really great hits, but at the same time, you know, we had, you know, everybody in the lineup giving those base hits, going station to station, stealing bags, taking extra bags, things like that, and that's the stuff that's going to carry us every day. You know, we love the explosive offense. We love to see home runs. I love home run hitters, but you know, it's the teamwork, it's the, you know, timely hitting. Yeah. Timely hitting is what's going to carry us through.
Awesome. Coach, again, appreciate the time. Thank you to you. Thank you to AJ for joining us after the big win. We'll see you on Friday. You get six games with me on the call this week. I know I hate to be the guy to say, like I'm the one that helped, but like I'll take a little credit, right?
Absolutely.
I'm
we love
kidding.
To see you
I'm
out here.
Kidding.
We love it.
I'm just kidding. I promise. But looking forward to Friday and hopefully we just keep building, Coach. Again, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you, and go Jets.
Absolutely. Brittany Henning, your head coach for your Newman Jets. And again, we heard from A.J. Borja, your catcher for the Jets as well. They take down the Tabor Blue Jays 17-2.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ugh, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Again, welcome back to the JetCast. Jackson Schneider with you here today as we talk Newman softball. Again, just a moment ago, you heard from head coach Brittany Henning as well as catcher A.J. Borjan. The Jets win over the Tabor College Blue Jays on Monday afternoon. The Jets split that doubleheader, snapped a losing skid, and started to build some momentum in that second game. They had a few days off, but the schedule was altered, and so they moved the Friday doubleheader against Missouri Western to Thursday, and that actually worked out great for us because we got so much content from that doubleheader. We visited before the game with Malie Noda in our player feature interview to get ready for that action. So we're actually going to open with that discussion with Malie, who has been a big leader for the Jets on both offense and defense, plays a mean right field, and has been swinging a red-hot bat on top of that. But she kind of led into what was a outstanding day. The Jets won game one over Missouri Western 8-5, and that was a really fun contest. The Jets led 5-0. Missouri Western came back, tied it at 5 in the top of the sixth. Then in the bottom of the sixth, Audrey Rumsey hits a 3-run home run to put the Jets in front 8-5, and then they shut down the Griffins in the seventh to claim the victory and take game one. Well, they built off of it from there because the Jets got off to another hot start and got out to a 7-1 lead. At one point, they led 10-3 over Missouri Western. They actually had the winning run in the bottom of the fifth in Lainey Dryden tagging from third base on a fly ball into center field. She was actually tagged out. And so the Jets were inches away from a run rule victory over Missouri Western. But the Griffins built off that out at the plate, scored 3 runs in the next inning, and got it back to a really tight ball game. They actually had the bases loaded and the tying run at the plate in that next frame. So they were in position to not only get back in the game as though they did, but to potentially tie it or put together a huge inning to change the complexion of the game regardless. But Taylor Palmer was pitching, did a great job to get through the sixth, and then Newman's offense came right back out as they did all day long, scored a couple more runs, pushed the lead out to, again, a 12-6 advantage, and then the Jets closed it out in the seventh once again. And after the game, we visited with Coach Henning one more time. And then we also checked out our first interviews with both Audrey Rumsey, who was our player of the game for game one with that 3-run homer, and then Lainey Dryden, who, although was tagged out in the fifth inning at home plate, had an absolutely stellar 3-hit game. She also hit a 2-run home run in game one as well for the Jets. So an outstanding couple of individual days for Lainey and for Audrey. So you'll hear from them in just a moment as well. But we're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll recap Newman's first ever sweep over Missouri Western, a milestone win or pair of wins for the Jets. And we'll talk about that next here on JetCast number 166.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to our pregame show today. Jackson Schneider visiting with Newman softball student athlete Malie Noda as we get ready for the Missouri Western doubleheader today. Malie, coming off a win on Monday afternoon, offense exploded, everybody was swinging the bat well. How much confidence does a game like that provide your team?
It definitely provides a lot of confidence. Just everyone's kind of confident in their swing. They know what they're hunting for when they're up at the plate and just executing everything that we practice.
And it's been, you know, an interesting year with a brand new coach, you know, getting to know Coach Henning. And, you know, you have a lot of returning players that have been in this program for a while, but kind of trying to take it in a new direction. How much of a challenge was that to kind of buy into a new culture, new ideas here for Newman softball?
Yeah, it was definitely a little difficult at first, but Henning definitely makes it a lot easier. She's very personal to all of us, so it makes it easier. And we do a lot of team bonding outside of practice, so we're kind of well bonded and have a good culture now, I think.
Yeah, is that team bonding, is that a big factor in kind of, you know, not only making friends, but, you know, trusting your teammates on the field too, right?
Yeah, for sure. It makes us feel a lot more supportive, especially when we're out there on the field and when we're struggling, when we're down, like we know our teammates have our back and believe in us and we can push through.
Now, for you, you've been a key part of this lineup offensively, defensively as well, you know, for several years now. But this year especially, I've noticed you stepping up in some big ways. What have you done to elevate your game this season?
I just kind of had that, like, little switch that I'm upperclassman now. Like, I have to kind of lead the way almost for the underclassmen. And it's just a lot of confidence has grown since my freshman year, like being out on the field, being around all these good teams. Like, it definitely has raised my level of play and my expectations for sure.
Awesome. Now I have to ask you about one of my favorite plays from you that I've seen, and I think it was a couple of weeks ago. You were playing right field and there was what should have been a base hit to you, and you threw a rocket to first, threw out the girl at first base. Do you remember that play?
Yes.
Does it stick out to you? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I remember that I was out in right field and I was like, ball's probably going to come to me. She's been fouling a lot to the right side. And then it did, and kind of all the hops were perfect, which is kind of not normal. Our field is a little, there's little holes sometimes. But yeah, and we practiced that so many times in practice. So it just felt nice, like just throwing her out.
Hey, I love plays like that because sometimes players, especially in the outfield, kind of just take that play and say, okay, it's a single, no big deal, but you were right on it and kind of showing some urgency there. Is that kind of just symbolic of how you play this game? Is every play can be a big play?
Yeah, every play's a big play, and I like to take it one play at a time, like regardless of errors or anything else going on. Like each rep is a rep to get better and a rep to produce, so yeah, take it one rep at a time.
Awesome. Well, last thing I have for you, again, we mentioned that you're playing Missouri Western today. Big opportunity to start the weekend off on the right note. What's it going to take for your teammates to go and get one done today?
Definitely a lot of confidence and still hunting for our pitches, not swinging at nothing that we don't want. And yeah, just a lot of confidence, a lot of cheering, make sure that we feel supported.
Awesome. Malia, I appreciate the time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Malia Inota. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
The Jets win it 12-6 over Missouri Western, sweeping the doubleheader today. As we begin our post-game show brought to you today by Keystone Solid Surfaces, when it's time for new countertops, the key is at Keystone. Call Keystone Solid Surfaces today at 316-778-1566. We're going to start with our players of the game, brought to you by Influxer, shop officially licensed team apparel and custom NIL sportswear designed by your favorite Jets athletes. To learn more, visit NewmanJets.com and click on the Influxer tab. I'm Jackson Schneider, joined by our Game 2 player of the game in Laney Dryden. And Laney, what a game, right? ebbs and flows in momentum. You come up with big plays offensively, made a few great ones defensively. Your teammates made some huge plays as well. Take me through what that second game was like for you to experience.
I think the momentum going from the first game was really good. We started off in the first inning scoring 4, so that was good. And obviously they kept coming back a little bit, so as long as we kept rallying as a team, I knew that we could do it.
It was kind of a weird swing in momentum late too, right? Like you're out at home plate. What was the winning run at that point? And you knew they were a good team. They were going to make a push, but your team came right back and responded offensively. What does that tell you about the resilience and the fight that you and this team have?
I knew after we didn't get that last run, I thought we were still going to come out on top. We kept scoring and hitting the ball pretty well, so I had faith in us.
Now, 4 hits today is what I've got you for, or excuse me, 3 hits and a walk, excuse me. But you're getting on base really well, seeing things obviously very well. Take me through your plate appearance, you know, mindset. Like, what was your strategy? Because they were kind of struggling to find a strike zone as well. So how do you toe that line between being aggressive but not overly aggressive if they're going to walk you a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's about reading the hitter in front of you, seeing how the pitcher was throwing to them, either it's in or out, or if they're pitching balls or strikes. And if the hitter before me walks, then I often look to see that first pitch because they're kind of struggling in the zone.
Now, I have to ask you as well. Twin sister on the team.
Yeah.
What is that like to have someone that is identical in the same dugout, same lineup?
Yeah, it's awesome. Last year she wasn't playing because of a red shirt, but having her back, it's such a special bond to play with her, and I am so glad that she's here for my senior year.
Now, are you thing one?
Yeah.
Is that right? That's what I thought.
Haley
was trying to fill me in on that whole thing. But where did that start, thing one and thing two? Has that been a whole life nickname for you?
Yeah, so I was born first. That's why I'm thing one. And when we were younger, we were thing one, thing two for Halloween, and it kind of just stuck.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really fun. Well, last thing I've got for you, big wins today. First time Newman has ever swept Missouri Western in a series. And you get a day to rest and relax a little bit, but then it's right back to work on Saturday. How do you build off of today's action?
I think just hitting the ball well and staying in the zone, building off the momentum from today. I think we just need to keep our heads on straight and not think too big about the game.
Awesome. Well, Lainey, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Saturday. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Lainey Dryden. We'll take her and get things passed along then to Audrey Rumsey. Here, who was our player of the game in game one. Back-to-back games, Audrey, with a 3-run homer. I got to post a TikTok of you the other day because I got to learn about your walk-up song. And as soon as I noticed, there you go, smacking one over the left field wall. And you hit another one today. What's working for you in the box right now?
So just being able to contribute on the field as not just a voice in the dugout has been awesome for me. Just talking to my other hitters, seeing what they're getting up there and swinging hard.
I know you missed some time with an injury, and that's never easy to deal with because you want to be out there so badly. But did that kind of light a fire under you when you came back? You get to get right to it and kind of let some frustrations out there?
For sure. It's been hard not being able to contribute other than my voice, like I said, and just being able to get on the field and score some runs. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, big wins today, big swings today. You had some other great at-bats, singles mixed in there too. You can do a little bit of everything. I know I've seen you pitch as well. So you kind of take pride in like being versatile and doing a little bit of everything?
Yep, pitchers are hitters too.
I like that. That's good. Now, I do have to ask about the walk-up song. Where did that originate?
I'm
a clear appreciator of hot dogs.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
It's a little different than the walk-up song, but was it Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah.
Right? So where did that come from?
You know, untraditional song for sure. My teammate Lauren McNaught had Stadium Raid by SpongeBob, and I just thought we needed something to bring some energy to our dugout and light a fire underneath our butts.
Well, they clearly bring a lot of energy.
Yeah, see?
They're trying to get in your head right now while you're on air.
Distracted me.
How do they kind of toe the line between having fun and keeping it loose, but also staying sharp and focused when it matters?
You're right. So walking up to the plate, hot dog plan, you know, you got some work to do for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you go on that note. You're playing on the road here with them trying to get in your head. But Audrey, congrats on the wins today. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That's Audrey Rumsey, our player of the game in game one earlier as the Jets took the first game of the doubleheader 8-5 with her 3-run go-ahead homer in the 6th. And then the Jets in a back-and-forth affair, of course, win game two, 12-6, as we bring in now head coach Brittany Henning for our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Donlinger Construction, where excellence, safety, and innovation are built into every project. For over a century, they've been raising the standard across Kansas and the Midwest. Donlinger Construction, better built by Donlinger. Coach, that was a pretty good day at the office, I would say. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just so exciting. You know, we got to come out and score first both times, both games today. And I think we talked before the game and said, you know, station to station, timely hits was going to get us. And, you know, we got to see a few long balls today, which was just as exciting, but was fortunate to have runners on due to that, you
absolutely.
Know. So got a couple extra runs there, and it was awesome.
It's kind of an interesting approach, and I talked about it with Laney a minute ago, but when the opposing pitching is struggling a little bit to find the zone, you want to be a little bit more picky, I'm sure, but you want to still be aggressive and take, you know, good swings. So how do you, as a coach, kind of encourage towing that line between aggression and patience with a game like this?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I found myself saying kind of throughout the game was, you know, being aggressive, staying aggressive, so hunting and searching for your pitch and fouling off pitches you don't want. Because the one thing I really don't want to encourage is them to be, like you said, kind of passive or, you know, taking pitches in the box. You know, I found at times when we get to that point, we get down, we get two strikes, and then we just kind of wave off something and we don't really put good touches on balls. So I really tried to encourage them, like I said, to just be taking hacks with the intention of fouling pitches off until they get that pitch, until they see that miss from the pitcher, something they can hit really hard.
Now, pitching-wise, especially in game two, I thought it was really impressive. Taylor Palmer was a rock star. I thought her arm was going to fall off there at the end a little bit, but she powered through, and you showed a lot of trust in a tough and stressful situation to keep with her and let her kind of work herself out of that. Take me through kind of your mindset in you know, doing exactly that and trusting her to get out of that tough situation.
Yeah, I don't know if my pitchers would necessarily say the same. I think my hitters probably feel that way, but I feel like I am a little bit extra gentle on my pitchers just because I was a pitcher and I know the pressure that comes with that position. You know, and so I really wanted to instill in her the confidence, not only that I had myself, my staff, but that her teammates had at the same time. You know, we went out there. Had a couple things happen, you know, balls, you know, not necessarily didn't bounce our way, but, you know, didn't play them the way we really should have. And I just wanted to, you know, tell her, you know, the scoreboard, we got room. We got time. We got a little bit of room to play here. Like, we're going to work this out, and I'm going to trust you to really get us through this.
Now, I know you're not very superstitious, but I told you that I am a little bit. And I can't help but notice that the Jets are on a 3-game win streak since some pink hats. Just have to say.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? There's got to be a little bit of mojo brewing there. Is it just the offense kind of finally coming out of its shell into full form here since Monday? Or what's kind of the secret to the sauce here over the last couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of what we've already talked about in that, you know, we're looking to be really aggressive to all pitches. You know, we're not being passive. We're not waiting. We're not looking for that, you know, cookie or whatever. We're not looking for misses because pitchers like this don't miss a lot, right? And if they do miss, it's not, you know, big miss, whatever. They're throwing really good pitches, and we are good enough to hit those pitches hard. And so, you know, just really instilling that confidence in the kids throughout the games and throughout the weeks. And I think it really, like as you said, came to a head at Tabor. We saw the confidence, you know, bloom in them, and then it carried over into today as well.
Absolutely. Well, how do you build? Because you get tomorrow to kind of rest and reset instead of having the back-to-back.
Yes.
With the change in the schedule, but you get a tough opponent again on Saturday in Northwest. How do you grow and learn and keep this thing rolling into Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually really, really thankful that we get the day off. I've said it multiple times, I'll say it again, I'll say it until the day I'm out of here. Doubleheaders is hard, and then back-to-back doubleheaders is even harder. It's so tough. It's tough on the girls. It's tough for me as a coach to be able to adjust quickly. So, you know, I'm really, really thankful to get that day off. We'll get, you know, some work in. We've got some things that I want to do. They don't get the day completely off. but, you know, overall, just more of the same and try to, you know, find a way to carry that momentum into the next day.
Awesome. Coach, appreciate the time. Got to get a call back to the AD, it looks like.
Yes,
sorry,
I
can't do. And kept her too long. But, Coach, again, congrats. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, and go Jets.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment on the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you once again, and let's switch gears as we wrap up our show. Not only was last night fantastic with the softball wins over Missouri Western that we just discussed with all of our student athletes and of course Coach Henning, but Friday has turned out to be a phenomenal day as well. The Newman Jet women's bowling team, who we talked a lot with last week with Coach Murphy and with Claire Jacobson and Cassidy Miller, they went down to Arlington, Texas to compete with the Wichita State Shockers in the opening round matchup of the NCAA bowling tournament. And just this morning, the Jets claimed the victory over the Shockers, and we'll move on to the second round of the championship bracket. It is a double elimination format, but now Newman will take on the number 4 national seed in Louisiana Tech here Friday afternoon down in Arlington, Texas, but it puts the Jets in a great spot to try and punch a ticket to the Final Four. A win over Louisiana Tech for the Jets would put them into the championship match and still have 2 losses to play with and to try and push their way through. But obviously, a long, long way to go yet, but an incredible start. The Jets actually dropped the first set to Wichita State, which is the traditional bowling match. The total score went the way of the Shockers. Then, in the second set of the mega match, in the Baker format, the Jets would claim the victory in the Baker game to force that third set, which is another Baker set, but it's a best of 7 series, and the Jets would claim that series by a grand total of 4.5 to 1/2. That's right, they tied in one of the games, but the Jets controlled that match in the second half and clinched the win over their crosstown rivals in Wichita State to move on in the NCAA regional. Super exciting, and we'll try to get some more insight from Coach Murphy and the Jet bowling team down in Arlington as soon as we possibly can. But they will be competing again with the number 4 national seed this afternoon at 2:30 as they try to work their way into the championship round of the Arlington regional. But I had to give that note to you. You can learn more about it at NewmanJets.com. Check out the Newman Jets app for more information as well. But a super exciting day, a very fun and exciting show, and I'm glad to bring it with you always. As we wrap up, I want to remind you that we'll have more softball on our Newman Jets audio network Saturday afternoon as the Jets will host the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats at noon and 2 from NU Softball Field. We'll go live on the audio network and, of course, on the MIAA network video broadcast as well at 11:45 for game 1. And then we will play game 2, obviously, about 30 minutes after the conclusion of our first contest as well. So if you can't join us out at the ball field, check us out on the audio network or on the video broadcast. It's going to be a fun Saturday. Vibes are very high here in Wichita right now. It's been a great couple of days. We're looking to carry it into the weekend. But in the meantime, have a great rest of your weekend, a happy and safe and fun Easter. We'll talk to you next week here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.